This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And our first guests are winners and organizers of the Southeast Alaska Heritage Institute's virtual celebration juried art show. I would like to put in an editor's note here that KTOO is under contract with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to produce television and online video coverage of this year's virtual celebration. With us via Zoom meeting, we have Kari Gruven. She is the director of the Southeast Alaska Heritage Art Department. Kari, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Stephen Villano, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Stephen. He is the Art Education Project Coordinator. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we also have winner Elaine Jack. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So thank you for being here. And Clifton Guthrie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And Gaina Jared Glennon, thank you, sir, for being on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. Kari, can we start with you? Can you set us up, give us the framework for the juried art show and how this all looks? It's very exciting.
Well, it is online this year for the first time ever because of the COVID and shelter-in-place situation. And we were lucky enough and we're so grateful that the artists that really initially applied to be part of an in-person show in a gallery, they accepted our offer to be a part of our virtual juried art show exhibit. And so right now, you can go online and see the show. So you can go to celebration.sealaskaheritage.org and click on the link to the juried art show, and you can see all of those wonderful pieces. And you can also see the beautiful awarded pieces by Elaine Jack, Clifton Guthrie, and Jared Glennon. And we're just excited that you were willing to participate, and such beautiful pieces. I encourage everyone to go online and check them out.
All right, Stephen, before we get to the artists, can you tell us about how they were judged? Who are the jurors?
This year we had two incredible jurors, Steve Hendricks from the State Museum. Curator from the State Museum. He's judged in the past, and he is an amazing, not only comes at it from a sort of academic side and a museum curatorial knowledge, but also as a adopted clan member, as an artist, as a participant. He was a great judge. And Debbie Head was with us this year. Profound basket weaver, great weaver, and very knowledgeable artist. Both incredible, and what moved me was thoughtful jurors. They spent a lot of time trying to parse through this, considering the situation and what they had to go through. So it was a long process, and they stuck with it.
All right. So the first artist I would like to meet is Elaine Jack. And before we do that, Kari, can you tell us what award Elaine won?
So Elaine won the Best of Beadwork, Best of Sewing Division, and the President's Award. We were very impressed.
I think I have
the first President's Award.
In President Rosita Worrell's words, she called Jack's piece a unique and extraordinary piece of artwork that represents and embodies the highest standards of the Northwest Coast art tradition. Elaine Jack, welcome to the show, and will you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you. I'm Elaine Jack. I'm from Mangoon. I've lived here all of my life, other than when my parents went to school in Washington. and my parents are Albert and Sally Kukash. My mom's Athabascan. My dad is Tlingit and Mexican. We all live here in Angoon. I'm married to Frank Jack III, and we, between us, have six kids. And
All right. For somebody, one of our listeners who hasn't seen your piece that just won, how would you describe it to them?
Many beads. if I wanted to do something that, you know, because I don't weave, and I won't learn. And much to my aunt Pauline Duncan's dismay, I think, because she does weave and she's tried to get me to learn. But I think I've been beading for over 20 years, and my aunt actually forced me to learn how to bead, you know, in 2001. And since then, I've kind of, you know, done little pieces, have moved on to regalia pieces for my family, commissioned pieces. And I thought, you know, because I don't weave, but I like the Chilkat designs, I always wondered how it would be to do a full-size beaded Chilkat robe. And, you know, this idea came about from that, where I wanted to, I thought, you know, that's a really big feat. Maybe I'll do it someday. And I thought, I'll try a wall hanging and see if it just works. See if the pieces work. And if somebody were to look, or you hadn't seen the picture, you know, if you picture a Chilkat design in your head, it's the yellow and blue, which is, you know, the norm that people picture in their head, as well as the lines on the other one are the butterfly design. But it's the yellow and blue is pretty, you know, if you look at that, you know it's a Chilkat design.
How long did it take you to make that piece?
Off and on, I would put it down for about 3 to 4 months at a time. And then I broke my wrist in that whole time period. So from 2016, when I got honorable mention for two pieces that I entered, that were never meant to be judged, I put two pieces in and got honorable mention. And that day, 2016, this came into my head. And, you know, from sketches to now, 6 years. It wasn't ready for 2018. And I knew that, you know, I wasn't going to put something because it wasn't what I pictured in my head. I wasn't going to put something in this show until it was actually ready. And so, of course, it's virtual and it was ready, but that's okay.
Okay. Elaine, I have a lot more questions for you here in a second. I thought I would go around my Zoom screen in order. And next is Clifton Guthrie. And I was wondering, Stephen, if you could let us know what award that's Clifton won.
Clifton won a painting award for his drum, and also a distinguished award for best form line in the exhibit. So it's an award that goes across all of the entries in the exhibit, regardless of category, and stands out as an impressive and masterful use of form line.
And I have the quote here in the press release that for his drum Connections, which the jurors observed had some unusual aspects to some form line elements, U-forms, and the frog face inside the raven head, which make the whole more complex and challenging. Clifton, welcome to this interview, and could you please introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Clifton Guthrie from Metlakatla, Alaska. I was born and raised here. After high school, I went to Seattle, and I was in the Carpenters Union there for 10 years. But while doing that, I studied under David Boxley and worked on numerous pieces with him. And eventually, and while still creating my own pieces, and then 2 years ago, my wife and I, who she's from here as well, we moved back home with our children. And I decided to kind of hang up the carpenter bags and become a full-time carver now.
Okay. Thank you. Will you, for somebody who hasn't seen your drum yet, an image of it, will you describe it for our listeners, please?
Yeah. So the idea was already to do a raven and a frog being the secondary crest to the raven. And and just like anybody else doing formline, you wonder how many ways can you interpret these characters or these characters together. And at some point I just was trying to do something new. So when he said, when Steve had mentioned an unusual use of formline, I was happy that he noticed that part, because normally that head of the raven completely finishes before it goes off into the beak. And it felt right to kind of cut it off and turn it into a stylized face. And then, as well as a couple other things that only probably people who really, really dissect formline well could pay attention to, but doing that and then adding the design around the outside, which was more work than the top part of the design, that was kind of enclosed the whole design as itself. But when I named it Connections, it was a connection between the frog and the raven as a clan, but also there's so many different connections to the form line as well. So
okay. Thank you. Tuning in, that's the voice of Clifton Guthrie. He's one of the winners of this year's Juried Art Show from the Sea Alaska Heritage Virtual Celebration. You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. And our third artist is Jared Glannon. Kari, can you tell us what Jared won?
Sure. He won Best of Metal category, and he won Best of Show.
All right, Jared Glannon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Jared Glannon. I'm from Sitka. I was born in Sitka, and I was lucky to be born into an amazing family of artists. And I apprenticed under my dad and my uncle, Will Burkhart, and my dad, Dave Glannon. And briefly worked with Wayne Price, and I did a dugout canoe with Steve Brown in the past couple of years.
Okay, and is your grandfather George Benson as well?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Wow, quite a lineage. For somebody who hasn't seen your piece, how would you describe it to our listeners?
It's a little copper container based off of the old grease dishes, and I put a black locust bottom and hand engraved an eagle design into it, and then on the inside I put some sea otter fur to represent the hooligan grease or seal oil.
Okay. A few years ago I had the great honor and privilege of working with Kagwask Ishmael Hope on lineage, Tlingit art across generations, and we got to interview you and your brother. And as part of that interview, you said that formline design, which is something prevalent on your box here, you said formline design is something that you'll be studying your whole life and you don't think that you'll ever master. That's something you said several years ago. I'm wondering if you still think that that's true.
Yeah, I do. I still believe that. It's a rabbit hole that you can go down, and you can always find surprises and learn new things. And I don't ever want to stop learning about formline.
Okay. Elaine Jack, tell us a little bit more about your piece. So it seems to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this combination of Chilkat weaving and beading, is that a unique medium, or has it been done before?
I think it is. I mean, I think on the jurors' comments, they said that beading was found on old pieces of Chilkat weaving. You know, I did bead this in a way that I put three beads down at a time because I wanted it to have kind of a textured look, to look like weaving. And so when you look at it, and I told Stephen this when we were doing the pictures, it made me crazy because my beading is usually flat and I have issues with, you know, making sure it's perfectly flat like that. And I kept having to tell myself, I did this on purpose. I did this on purpose because I wanted that textured look in the beading. So I think it is, but I tried to tie in some of the things that they do weave with the warp and the weft and, you know, spruce and stuff like that. So it was just a combination of, you know, the mediums that people either weave with or bead with. And I think it worked well.
How do you feel right now winning this award and seeing that piece completed after so many years of work?
Relieved. it was such an idea in my head that it, you know, it just went over and over and over, and I knew what it was going to look like. But when I tried to explain it to somebody, like, you know, say my husband, I'm going to put these little white things over the stitches. You know, if you look at it and it has those white, the white over stitches around the perimeter of the whole design. I was like, do you see my vision? And he was like, no. But, you know, and everybody had seen the little squares because they were all beaded separately. And everybody had seen them all around my house. And, you know, everybody knew. But until when they actually saw the whole thing done, everybody was just like, wow. I knew what you were doing, and I knew what you said you were going to do, and I did not picture this. But the whole time I pictured it.
Maybe some advice in there for artists about perseverance and sticking with your vision, right?
Use bigger beads. that would be my advice. I use size 15s. And so every square has about, and my dad had this, oh, you should count the beads. And I thought, really? And he gave me a magnifying glass. I just counted, you know, across and down and did a rough estimate. So there's about 25 to 27,000 beads per square.
Wow. Clifton Guthrie, the title of your piece is Connections. Can you tell us how that name was inspired?
Just the, like I said before, the between and the very simplest way is just between the raven and the frog, that connection in the clan being secondary to the raven, and then as well as just the design itself in the form line. So I'm always trying to like Jared said, it's a rabbit hole. You're never going to master it, or it feels like that sometimes, and you just constantly want to learn, and I try to do different things with each piece. So it's just about the connections in between every U form, every split, every ovoid.
And may I ask how you feel now, having won this award with this piece, and what you plan to do with it? I guess the art piece, that is.
Yeah. Well, I believe Elaine might have said it, but it's like you could take a big deep breath after. And there's a lot of really great pieces in there, so I was happy to have got the eyes that I did, and it's a motivation. Last night I couldn't even sleep. I was out in the shop painting my next piece till 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's just another a motivator to keep learning and it's a reminder I'm doing something right, and just gotta keep on moving.
All right, thank you. Jared, I'm looking at your piece, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's called Ch'ak Anyadi. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I see that the jurors wrote, the coloring patina of the metal is innovative and is an appealing attribute. Angles are nice and flowing. The treated copper has a stunning effect, they wrote. I was going to ask you, you know, I was thinking of your grandfather, George Benson. You have so many mentors in your life. I'll ask George Benson, but you can change to the person of your choice. What George might say about this piece?
Well, I believe he passed away when I was 2 years old, or thereabouts. So I didn't really know him, but I hope that he would be proud that the torch that he carried at one time is like that he can see because of his efforts to keep the culture alive. This generations later, it's going strong, and we're still appreciative for all of his efforts.
All right, Clifton told us he was in the shop last night. May I ask you, what's next for you?
Oh, you know, I still have my projects that keep me busy. I don't think I have any very big projects coming up. So I'm just trying to stay busy. It's my time has opened up a little bit with these days, but just trying to stay busy and positive and we'll see what the future holds.
Okay. I know among other art that you make jewelry, where can we find your work online?
I got a webpage, jaredgilanin.com. Actually a better way to view my portfolio is on Facebook or on Instagram. There's a lot of examples of past projects and I'm really active on those platforms.
Elaine Jack, if we want to learn more about your work, where can we find you?
Look for my grandkids and my family. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of pieces for them for their regalia. You know, when you asked about portfolio, all I could think was, oh, I guess I better do something about that. Yeah.
Well, I think yours is the original social media, right? And like you say, it's on your family.
Right now, it's, you know, I've had people share my posts on this project, and I'm just like, whoa, who is that? Whoa, who is that? You know, so it's kind of cool to see that, you know, it's kind of reaching out to all these other places. So I guess Stephen might have to help me make a portfolio.
And Clifton Guthrie, where can we find your work?
I probably don't spend as much time on Facebook as I, with my artist page as I should, but primarily on there, my Clifton Guthrie Tsimshian Artist, that's my artist page. And then I have pieces in Sea Alaska store and Steinbrook Gallery and maybe a couple others, but primarily Facebook and those galleries.
Okay. Stephen Villano, any words that you want to take us out on here of congratulations or thoughts as we wind down the interview?
I guess I would say that a huge gonashis and awa to the artists for, again, putting up with all the twists and turns that this process took. They all submitted at a time, like Kari said, when it was an in-the-flesh exhibit, and then it gets held up, and we go into shelter, and then it's, are you going to do it on, will you be willing to do it online? And then, oh, by the way, you're going to have to take your own photographs, so we're going to, you know, taking your photographs of your own work and having to deconstruct your house, you know, in order to get these photographs taken. And at any point along the way, they could very well have said, you know what, no thanks. So the fact that they were with us, they were present, and they turned out such absolutely extraordinary, extraordinary work, and so graciously, moves me beyond any measure of what I could say. So
thank you, Kari.
Thanks.
Anything to add to that?
I was on mute. Yes, I would again mention, go to the website celebration.cealaskaheritage.org to check out the artwork. I also want to give a shout out to, of course, the jurors and this other staff who's been working on this project, media has been working night and day to put all of this together. They're heroes and really made it all happen. And also Hulk Designs, who put together the website for this whole celebration experience. They're locally owned and they're operated by Anne and Hayden Hulk. And just thank you. And of course, thank you, artists, so much.
Elaine, Jack, anything that you'd like to share with our listeners before we go?
Just that I'm thankful to Sea Alaska Heritage and all of their work that they've done to put this program together and this virtual, you know, the feed of this whole thing and doing this all virtually and still making this happen for people, I think is good for everybody's heart, especially during this COVID-19 thing that we're all dealing with. And, you know, it's good to see on TV. It's good to hear, even though I'm always the sewer and I'm in the background and I'm the, you know, the coat carrier for everybody. It's good to hear. And it's, you know, you have pictures on Facebook of people dancing in their living rooms and, you know, dressing up in their living rooms. So I'm thankful to everybody at SHI and all their work. Stephen for his help with the photos. You know, my daughter had to take the photos for me. I was just like, that's not me. And just thank you to all the other artists who also, you know, decided, yes, I'll do this virtually. Yes, I'll participate and let's make this happen. So congratulations to everyone else, Clifton and Jared, and, you know, for all of their work. It's amazing.
Thank you. And how about you, Clifton?
I'd like to second on Elaine with Sea Alaska. And, you know, when I had heard that this is going to be virtual, I thought, oh, man, that's going to be a challenge. That's going to be really tough to capture. But it's almost like all these years celebration going every other year, it's almost like it's in everybody's blood a little bit. I was unsure of how it was going to be. And then you turn on the TV and we're piled in the living room. And then you turn on Facebook and it's right there as if it's happening right in front of us. Just had to adapt in a different way. So I just want to just thank you to Sea Alaska and all the volunteers and everybody's work and continuing to celebrate our culture and hopefully we will be live and in person next time.
Sounds good. And how about you, Jared?
I really do want to thank SHI. They do amazing work and have amazing programs. Thanks to all the artists and all artists that are active online and posting on social media. They're a huge influence and inspiration to me. And my family, both my girls, Aria and Ruby, and my wife, Britt. I want to thank her. She supports me and helps it so that allows me to do my artwork. And thank you guys very much.
All right. Thank you so much. That's the voice of Jared Glannon. We also spoke with Clifton Guthrie, Elaine Jack, Stephen Bellano, and Kari Gruven all about the Juried Art Show. It's been an honor, all of you. Thank you so much. And please enjoy, as I'm sure you
thank
will,
you.
The rest of virtual celebration. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
When they silenced our ways, seeds of resistance were planted. Now we're standing as one. From all over the planet, we are growing, we are blooming, we are joining every movement, we are showing how we do it, rise as one, now let's pursue it. Shout out to the ones in Standing Rock, camp is gone but we'll never stop, the fire within me can't be fought, cause the fire within me's burning hot. Look around, this is all we got, I'm standing firm on my grandpa's lot. Protect the land, protect the people, cause they never understand that stormy eagle, they'll never understand our sacred ways. Take me back to my ancestors' days, take me back to my... Take me back to when I can listen, take me back to my original name, away from all this capitalistic shame, take me back...